What's good, everybody? This is Abstract Dynasty, the show where we use stats, theory, and experience to challenge consensus, unearth value, and hone our craft as Dynasty players. I'm AJ, and today we'll be taking a more theoretical approach to today's quick hitter, talking about how I believe super flex leagues and three wide receiver format are the ways of the future. Let's talk shop. So, we're sitting here in the middle of May. Rookie mini camps are already underway. We're all itching to flex that draft muscle. There's a lot of different variations you can play fantasy with, but this year especially, I'm noticing more and more that superflex leagues are becoming consensus. Now, in the past, when asking for advice or input on something, it used to be that you had to specify that you were playing in a superflex league, but it almost feels like in many communities, superflex is becoming the new norm, and you're more likely to have to start stating explicitly that you play in a one quarterback format. And I think there's a very good reason for that. Fantasy has come a very long way in a very short time. However, many of the nuances of the game have quickly become common knowledge, or meta, for that matter. PPR scoring has become the standard format. Getting a boost to players that catch passes helps balance out some of the talent. Everybody knows about dual threat running backs being the elite assets. They're the most valuable. And just about everybody knows about the late quarterback strategy in a one quarterback league. So regarding running backs, any ADP or dynasty ranking that you find, running backs dominate the top for very good reason. The thirst is real. They are the league winners. It's been documented over and over again. And it doesn't help that we are at the tail end of the rookie seasons of a probably historic 2020 draft class for the running back position, headlined by Jonathan Taylor, J.K. Dobbins, Cam Akers, DeAndre Swift, Antonio Gibson, and yes, even still James Robinson, which is great that we're deeper at running back than we've been in quite some time. However, in a one quarterback league, this top heavy approach to running backs really devalues quarterbacks and wide receivers. They just don't move the needles as much as the elite running backs do. And try as you might, it is very hard to deviate from this formula that's become the staple of how we play. Every once in a while, you hear of zero running back strategies that crop up and have success, but they are very inconsistent year to year. There is not always a James Robinson that you can get in double-digit rounds or undrafted to actually execute this strategy. And all it takes is one or two other guys trying to go zero RB with you, and it very quickly feels like a futile effort. I'm also not a huge fan of strategies that are contingent on making moves that you haven't already, which, if you're not aware, zero RB is while everybody goes running back heavy, letting all the best wide receiver talent fall to you at a value. You then turn around and trade those guys in bulk for the best assets, which can work. But at that point, why aren't you just taking the good running backs that are on the board, which is beyond the point? And this dynamic that's been created can make one quarterback dynasty league activity and strategy stale over time and creates the dreaded tank culture, because it becomes haves and have-nots. And all the best running backs are young. What's the quickest path to the best young running backs? Getting the worst pick. So people start tanking. And while personally, I really don't have that much of a problem with tanking, it is a hot button issue for some people in the community. But at the same time, what else are you supposed to do if you fall on the side of not having a stud running back? And Superflex, I'm finding, is starting to alleviate a lot of these very common issues. For one, by adding a Superflex, which is a flex spot but is also quarterback eligible, what it does at its core is dilutes the overall value concentration by creating new demand. Now, in a one quarterback league, the only reason quarterbacks aren't valuable isn't because they don't score enough points. It's because they're so replaceable. Look no further than Carson Wentz, who was an absolute train wreck in terms of real NFL quarterback play. But in fantasy, he was arguably a startable quarterback for about half the year. And the final game before he was benched, he was quarterback 14 on the year. And in spite of being benched those final four games, he still finished as quarterback 22 with 220 fantasy points on the season. Only 8 total running backs scored more than 220 fantasy points at all last year. It's not because they can't score points. It's just because there's too many guys that can put up similar production to justify taking them higher over the more valuable positions. So Superflex manufactures a new demand and spreads out that talent at a position that's very deep. And the other major thing that Superflex does with quarterbacks is that it actually creates a tier of player that's comparable in value to the elite running backs to break up the log jams and the hoarding that goes on in a lot of different leagues. In traditional format, you really don't have a reason to not stash as many running backs as you can because injuries happen. There's a lack of clear-cut running backs with such committee culture going through the NFL. And regular flex spots just further enable this kind of hoarding because you can just start as many running backs as you want as long as you're filling out a legal lineup everywhere else. Now, stashing quarterbacks is incentivized in the same kind of way, but now you're actually giving players a choice instead of holding on to every running back worth a shred of value. There's also more good quarterbacks available in the league than good running backs. The QB22, like Carson Wentz finished as, is not at all an exciting asset. But flip that ranking as far as running backs, the running back 22 is absolutely desirable. My absolute favorite part about Superflex leagues is what an elite quarterback on your team does. It gives you elite production that rivals the running backs, but it also adds the dynamic of their career longevity. Running backs have a much shorter shelf life compared to the rest of skill position players, whereas quarterbacks can play upwards of 10, 12, 15 years. And it creates this push and pull for competitive teams between having that elite production for 10 years versus having that elite production for 4 or 5 years. And as a competing team, you need both because every other team in this format now has those same options too. So it facilitates trades. It changes how you look at ADP and rookie draft ADP, and overall just creates more parity, which is great for a league's quality of life. Now, in my experience, I'm finding that starting 3 wide receivers is having a similar effect to what Superflex is having on the player pool. Because up until this point, wide receivers have had 2 main niches that kind of go together. Wide receivers have always had more longevity than the running backs, and in turn, made better cornerstone pieces for rebuilding and tanking franchises. But outside of that, unless you have one of the elite assets or catch one on an elite year, more often than not, wide receivers are further shafted by Superflex and even tight end premium formats because they're not receiving any of the same buffs to their respective position as the other positions get. If you look at average draft positions right now, pretty much anywhere, in a Superflex 12-man league, you can throw tight end premium in there too. You can intentionally ignore wide receiver for the first 5 rounds of the draft and still have a decent shot at landing a low wide receiver 1 like Allen Robinson, Keenan Allen, Kenny Galladay, Mike Evans. What? That, my friends, is larceny. Now, maybe you like that, and I do appreciate all angles of the strategy, but for me, that kind of de-incentivizes taking a lot of these wide receivers early. Because none of those guys are the top tier assets, especially in a startup. They end up becoming more of a fill-in because they couldn't get enough running backs. So, 3 wide receiver, same premise. Manufacturing a bit of extra demand at a very deep position. Now, it doesn't make the wide receivers any more valuable, but what it does do is create more need to stay competitive. Because once all these running backs are off the board by the 5th, 6th round and nobody really likes them, you start to feel the squeeze of having a solid core of 3, and it makes your top-tier picks like Stephon Diggs, DeAndre Hopkins, Davante Adams, AJ Brown, DK Metcalf way more palatable because that wide receiver 1 spot gives you an advantage over somebody that completely faded that position. It also incentivizes going up and drafting guys like Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, and in the mid-rounds, guys like Jerry Jeudy, Chase Claypool, with the mindset of what they could be if they turn into ones and how that stacks your 3 against your opponent's 3. And again, when you combine this format with a super flex and the general running back thirst in the community, and now you add needing 3 solid wide receivers, and you start adding multiple flex spots. Most of my leagues are at 2, but I've been playing in some 3s. It becomes very hard to completely load a roster that's untouchable. You need lots of depth, but also lots of high-end talent. And there's spots for role players in roster construction. If you land on a 2 wide receiver core that's very, very boom-bust, you can more accurately justify taking a floor guy like Tyler Boyd or Robert Woods to maybe even out that core. Where on the flip side, if you have a very stable floor but lack those big boom plays, Kenny Golladay or Will Fuller can really round out one of these depth charts. And while I don't love the pro superflex argument that quarterback's the most valuable position in real life football, so in fantasy it should be pretty valuable too. Well, if you're going to think like that, 11 personnel or three wide receiver is the new base personnel of NFL offenses. The real contending offenses year over year have at least three legitimate options within reason. You're always going to have some outliers. But teams like the Rams, now the Bengals, the Cowboys, more and more teams are insistent on having a very, very solid three wide receiver core and are encouraged to be four deep. Because be honest with yourself, if you are sitting there in a league without an ideal running back position and you have wide receivers for days, the only way you're going to get running backs is by giving up your best assets. Because by now, everybody knows that wide receivers don't hold a candle to running backs in terms of league winning upside. So, as for some final thoughts on format, I do think one quarterback is still a pretty balanced format, but in redraft and keeper leagues, especially since the late round quarterback strategy is just so tailor-made for it, and you get to recycle this over and over with the changing landscape of the league. But as far as dynasty is concerned, I'm slowly starting to prefer superflex to traditional one quarterback leagues straight up. I love the way that it creates more parity in the leagues that I'm in. As I said before, I love the dichotomy that the quarterback running back value has and adding in wide receivers for that. It makes it way easier to push rosters in different directions in terms of construction and future and all that. Being able to sell your RBs at top value to someone ready to compete so that you can reload at quarterback and then wide receiver and then come back and get running backs. I love that the first round of rookie drafts is way more tantalizing when you add quarterbacks and wide receivers in this format. Now, if you're in a one quarterback league and you and your league are considering moving towards a super flex format, I highly recommend it. But short of redrafting the whole league, which I'd always try to avoid, you're going to need to set a minimum 2-year transition plan so that the players can make moves in preparation for the change. You need at least a full 2 off seasons of rookie picks, trades, waiver acquisitions, general changes in the NFL, so that relying on 2 quarterbacks is going to be more balanced for everyone in the league and not just the guys that have happened to have crap rosters and just stored quarterbacks because there was no one else to put there. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention tight end premium. To me, tight end premium is a novelty. I'm okay with it, but it's probably not balanced given the landscape of the position. If you don't have one of the top 3 tight ends, which are Travis Kelce, Darren Waller, and George Kittle, or you're not invested in rookie Kyle Pitts, this position is the definition of haves and have-nots because you are just not incentivized to spend mid-round picks on tight ends that don't create the same value that the top 3 to 4 guys do. To me, it's like awarding running backs a running back premium format where the pass catching running backs get an extra half a point or full point, whichever you play, an extra point bonus for catching passes. There just aren't enough running backs in the league that do that, period. And that would make guys like Christian McCaffrey and Austin Eckler and Dalvin Cook, all of the best receiving running backs, even better than the regular elites that we have right now. And that's what you're doing with the top 3 tight ends. It's great if you have them. I'll take them early if you got them. But then every league becomes 0 tight end as opposed to 0 RB. So in closing, love Superflex leagues. I highly recommend you trying them out if you haven't already. If your league is getting stale, if people aren't trading, if people are only hoarding running backs, bring this up to your league councils. This is the time we do these things in the offseason where nothing is set. Like I said, highly recommend a minimum of 2-year transition plan. Set this out for 2023. At least get this in motion now so that it breeds more activity in your league to help keep people engaged. Same thing with 3 wide receivers. I know a lot of you have a really, really stacked roster from just flipping a bunch of assets into late firsts and early seconds, and you have a studly wide receiver core. You should be compensated for that. Running backs are already damn good. Your wide receiver should be too. And tight end premium, whatever. Go crazy. If you enjoyed, don't forget to share and like the show. You can follow us at Abstract Dynasty on Twitter. Until next time, I'm out. Keep grinding.